to the game, we think about maybe just packing up and going to New York, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, you know, like up not the city of New York, but upstate New York in Kingston. Mm-hmm. We have an uncle lives up there, you know. Mm-hmm. We went there last summer and everything was nice, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not a large town, you know, it's real small. You familiar with Kingston?
No, I've never been there.
Yeah, it's a small town, you know, about the size of, say, Lake City, you know, or somewhere like that. Uh-huh. It's not a whole lot of people there, you know, and I like that kind of place, you know.
Yeah,
it's quiet, cool. You know, and then again, it has its faults and everything, but everywhere it does. But, you know, if we could possibly get employed there, you know, making some decent money, maybe we just go on and stay there, you know. You know, because down here, you know, you got to tend with all this and all that, you know, and just ain't got them. Mm-hmm. You know, so we might just pack up and go on up there, you know, not right away, but I mean, go up there, like when she get a vacation, go up there and apply for a job, get something in the meantime, it's pretty decent, you know, resign a job here and just pick up roots and head on up, you know. Mm-hmm. So, basically, you know, that's it about her, you know.
Yeah. What were you majoring in?
Business administration. Mm-hmm.
Did you take, you take all your courses and where?
A&M in Tallahassee, Florida A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right across from FSU.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I had just about all of, you know, basic accounting and statistics.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Risk and insurance. And,
yeah.
You know, other courses I had. Tax accounting, you know, 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's about it. I've got a few more classes to go, but by me transferring, like I told you on the telephone yesterday, I lost some hours, you know, because the curriculums were different, you know, every state university system, but yet, you know, they're not all mended together, you know, it's half-assed, you know. So if I was to go back up there, which I really don't want to do, it'll take about 2 quarters for me to finish down here. It'll take me about a year, I'd say, you know, going at night or something like that, part-time. I wouldn't do no full-time because I have to work.
Yeah.
Make that money. You know?
Let's see. Do you know where your grandparents were born at? What cities?
Okay, now. My grandmother was born Pensacola, I think, but I'm not sure. Her parents, I don't know. I could call and find out if you want me to.
No, that's okay.
Now, I think my daddy said his daddy was born here in Jacksonville. His mother was born here in Jacksonville. But, yeah, I think so. But like I said, I heard the other ones say they came from Carolinas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's really hard to really say, you know. I know more about my grandmother on my mother's side, you know, background than I do my father's side, you know. Either he doesn't know or he don't want to say, you know, or just what, you know. Yeah.
What's your occupation now?
I'm on unemployment compensation.
I was on that for a while.
Hey, you know.
What is it in Florida, 28 weeks or?
Well, I can draw it for a year. But you know, that's currently.
Yeah.
Because of my working last year, I can only get a maximum of 800, but, you know, I think they extended it. Where you can get more, you know, if you still haven't found a job. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten a check yet. Hopefully, I'll get one Friday, you know, for all the back weeks. Should be 6 weeks back, you know. If not, well,
yeah, they do that. Because at first, when I got an employment check, it was 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent the first 2 weeks to me together.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was in debt by that time.
You know, well, you could imagine where I am then, you know, like, I'm pitching off a savings account. I was trying to save, you know, money here. For emergencies, well, I guess this is an emergency, you know. And I'm just, you know, waiting on a job, you know, a decent job that's going to pay some money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $2 an hour, $2.10 an hour, you know, that's money, but I mean, wow, you know, you can't really, you could pay a little bit off with that, but I mean, you know, after taxes and all that, it's really nothing.
Yeah.